Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur where we were discussing Chazaka B'Sveika D'Dina. We saw the chiluk of the Mishnah LaMelech, where he says that we're only mamid gavral cheskasei b'sofik d'mitzius, but if it's in a sofik b'din, we're not mamid gavral cheskaso, because just because a person has a chazaka, is that going to change the din that Hashem told Moshe? And the Shari Yosher asks, and the fact that we are suffic in the Metzias, is that going to change the Metzias? Just because he is a chazaka, is that going to change the Metzias? So what's the chiluk? So we want to understand the chiluk between Metzias and Din, which is really rooted in the Gemara, that we saw from Tosis, that in Sveika D'Dina, we're not mamed achizkasa. And when it comes to Trei Lamahadei Trei, so then we're Mamed Davral Cheskasei. When it comes to us, that's two witnesses. Because we don't know what the Metzias is, we're Mamed Davral Cheskasei Sveika D'Dina, like our Sugi here in Bava Basre, and Lamed Beis, end of Amad Aleph, very end of Amad Aleph, Amad Beis, there we see in a Sveika D'Dina, we're not Mamed Cheskasei, whoever's the Muchzuk, whoever's holding out, we don't go to the Marakama. Rather, whoever's holding on to it, we give it to them, whether it's the money or the land. I'll call upon him. We want to understand the difference between Safik B'Metzias and Safik B'Din. So, we saw the Gemara in Kiddushin, quotes the Mishnah, that if you have a mikveh that was measured and found to be chaser, so all the tyrus that were purified in this mikveh are tamei l'mafreya. Because you have a tarati l'reisa, you have the chazaka of the tumah of what was put in the mikvah, and then you also have the harei chaser lefanecha. And the Ritva explains, why do we follow the cheskas tameh? What about the cheskas tyrus? In other words, whatever the was touched, for example, let's say a person goes into the mikvah. So now you say whatever he touches is tameh. But wait a second, whatever he touches also is a cheskas tara. Whatever he touches has a cheskas tara. And if that's the case, then why aren't we mamed what he touches by cheskas tara also? So the Ritva says that since he was vadei noigeya, they don't have a chazaka. Since he was Vadei Nogea, they lose their Chazaka, and so too Nida, according to Beis Hillel, that we're Matame. Whenever a woman's a Nida, we're Matame, the Mafreya Meis Leis, all the tyrus that she touched last 24 hours. So since there was a Vadei Nogea, the tyrus went out of their Chazaka, and they become like the Nida herself. So whenever there's a Vadei Maga, we don't go after the Cheskas tyrus. Only when there's a Suffolk Maga, we're not sure if there was contact, then we can go after the Cheskas tyrus. But here, where there was Vadei Maga, we don't follow the Cheskas Tara. We have to understand what's Pshat in the Ritva. So we explain Pshat that by Sfekas, there are two inyanim. There's the Etzim Din Safek, and then there's the Oifen HaSafek. When a get was thrown, Safek Karav Lo, we're not sure if she's divorced, depending on who was closer to. So the Etzim Din Safek is in the woman. Is the woman Miskareshis? Or not miscarriages. That's the etzim din suffik. The oifen suffik is where was the get? Is it closer to her or closer to him? The ritva is mechadish, that by tyrus that a person touches. The din suffik is not in the tyrus themselves, because the person definitely touches the tyrus. The din suffik is in the person. Is the person tame or is the person not tame? So it emerges according to this that the din suffik should be tyrus is if the person, it depends on the person. And Mimela, since it all stems from the person, it doesn't matter whether the kli or the food had a cheskas tyra before, because it all depends on the person. The whole suffix centers around the person. So that's the Etzem Adin Safik is on the person. Is the person Tamei or not? And that would is going to determine the status of the Kli. So you focus on the person. And therefore you don't follow the Kli's Cheskes Tyra. So if there's Vadei Maga, we know that there was contact here. So we don't have any question about the Kli. The Kli, we know exactly what happened. There was contact between the person and the Kli. So about the Kli, there's no suffix. There's no suffix about the Eifin HaSuffix. We know that there was contact. We know that there was contact. But the question is, the person who made contact, was he Tame or was he not Tame? And if we don't follow the Cheskes Tyra of the item, we follow the person. And if the person has a Cheskes Tame, like by the Mikvah Shinim Din of Nitzach Haser, and he's Tati L'Reisa, then the item is going to be Tame. And therefore, we say, Kol HaTayra Shenasu Agaba, Bein B'Shiach, Bein B'Shiach, Abim Tameis. Then we ask from Mikvah Shinim the Nimsa Chaser. There we say Tarati L'Reisa. There, why don't we say that the Din Safik is not in the person, it's in the Mikvah? We know the person went into the Mikvah. The only question is, what's the status of the Mikvah? And the Mikvah had a Cheskes Shalem. Since the Mikvah originally had a Cheskes Shalem, why don't we follow that Chazaka de Meikara is stronger than a Chazaka de Hashta? So you write it's Chaser L'Fanecha, but originally it wasn't. So why don't we follow the original, the way it originally was? The mikveh was shalem. And Mamela, since we know that the person went into the mikveh, we just don't know what the status of the mikveh is. And the mikveh originally was shalem. Why don't we retire the person? And also the Gabay Almanas Isa, a woman who marries a Safek Cholol, we say we're mamet her v'cheskes kashrus l'kahuna. So no, why don't we say that Din Safek isn't in the Isha? It's in the Safek Cholol. We know there was Bia. So the question is, was he Matameher? Did he make her into a Zaina? Did this Cholol, did he have forbidden relations with her? And what is her Cheskes Kashrus going to help? The Suffolk revolves around him, not around her. So that's where we ended. That's the Zasikum Shela Shi'ul She Lamadnu B'Pam HaKodemet. Lefnei חצי יום. אז עכשיו אנחנו ממשיכים ואנחנו נאמר יסוד, וזה יסוד שוב של מורנו ורבינו מאור עינינו הגוין הגודל רבי אבא ברמן זכר צדיק לברוכה, שהכינוי שלו היה איינשטיין. That was what his nickname was. חיים שמולביץ heard this, this new bocher coming to Mir, Einstein. So weird, what's this? It's a strange name for a Mir Bacher, Einstein. And then he said he met him and he spoke in learning with him and he realized Taka is Einstein. Ani mevin et ha, ani mevin et hakinui hazeh. Zeh haya sipur em Reb Chaim. Az omer Rabbeinu shenera kach. Legabei Adam Shenaga beisa. Let's say you have a person and he touches dough. Hasafik hu safik shel kabolas tume. Ube kabolas tume, hatume shel amakabel noivea me hatume shel amitame. When it comes to kabolas hatume, the tuma of the makabel tuma comes from the tuma of the one who is mitame, or it. So the receiver of the tuma, it receives the tuma of the one who was metameh, or it. V'yazam rinan, da'adin safek eino ba'isa, ela ba'adam. So there, the din safek is not in the dough that the person is touching, it's in the person. Kevendim nitmei sa'isa, ha'inyan tuma sheyeshlo, inyan tuma shel ha'adam. Because if the Isa became Tameya, that's because of the Inyan Tum of the person. And therefore, the whole shaila of the Isa revolves around the person. Was the person nitmar or not? Mashen came b'safik tvilas adam b'mikveh. The shama safik who adam nitor al yedei tvila b'mikveh olah. When a person goes into the mikveh, the shaila is, did the person become tahor through this immersing in the ritualarium, in this mikveh? When it comes to the Isa, depends on the person. The person's tumah is transferring to the Isa. So the din safik in the Isa depends on the Adam. When a person goes into the mikvah, there the safik is, did the person become tahar when he was tovel in the mikvah or not? Now the inyan of taira is rak inyan b'shlila, v'hainu, he'adera tum'ah. Taira is only something negative. What's taira? Taira is a lack of tum'ah. And when it comes to something negative, you can't say that it comes from something else. Something positive, if you talk about something that's b'chiyuv, that's positive, that's proactive, then you can say it comes from something else. But an inyan shebashlila is just a negation of something, doesn't come from something else. So you can't say that the taira of a person comes from the mikveh. All the mikveh does is it negates his tumah. Taira, the mikveh negates his tumah, so you can't say that it's coming from something else because it's a lack of. A lack of doesn't come from something else. There's nothing added, only subtracted. So what's the mikveh then? Habiyu huzeh ma'odeh, like Rabbi Abba's ragil, to have very subtle svaris. Ma'odeh dak. Habiyu hu. Deha mikveh rak ha'oifen sha'ideh ha'tfila bo nitar adam. The mikveh is the means by which, through immersing, a person becomes tahor. It's a means. It's not that the mikveh made the person tahor. The person went through the means of the mikveh, and memela, now he's tahor. So the shaila of the mikveh, whether the mikveh is chaser or not chaser, is just the hechitimtzi, the often the means of the suffix about the person. Is the person tahor or not? The person's taira isn't noveh from the mikveh, because taira is an inyan shebashlila. And an inyan shebashlila, something negative can't come from something else. Drak inyan b'chiyuv ketuma. In other words, if it's something active like tuma, if it's something additive, something that's adding, so you can say, oh, it was added by something else. So, for example, tuma. Person didn't have tumah, and then someone else gave him tumah. That's something positive. That's not positive in the positive sense, in the good, that it's good, but that it's adding. It's b'chiyuv, it's not b'shlila. But b'shlila doesn't come from something else. So ena chinami, the person had to come into contact with the mikveh to become tahor. But you can't say that the taira was caused by the mikveh, because all taira is a lack of tumah. And lacking isn't noveya from something else. It's a lack thereof. It's an absence of. Absence doesn't come from something else. It could be that something else was the means by which this item has absence. But at the end of the day, it's absence. The mikveh doesn't say you don't go into the mikveh and become tahor. You go into the mikveh and the tumah goes away. And therefore, who's the shaila on the person? Did the tumah go away? What's the person's status now? Is the person tamei or tahor? But you can't say that the taira comes from the mikveh because it doesn't. All that happened was that by going into the mikveh, the tumah was negated. And the mela, where does the taira come from the person? Is the person tahor or not tahor? That's the shaila. Aval etzem hadin safek hu ba'adam, atzmai, Kevin Dinan Tyra Shalohu Inyan Shaloh Tyra Shaloi Uinyan Shaloh Lo Shalom Mikvah. It's not the mikvah's business to make him tar. It's his own business to make him to become tar. The mikvah is just the means by which you remove the tumah. And the mail of the tire is on the person, not because of the mikvah. The mikvah removed what was stopping the person, and now it's the person who's becoming tar. It's like, let's say somebody has an emotional blockage, and then he goes to a coach, to a therapist, to a psychologist, whatever it may be. And then they remove that blockage. So what's coming out? What was in the person all along? Whatever talents, whatever emotions, whatever it was really from the person. And the job of the therapist was just to remove the obstacles. So that's what's happening over here. The mikvah is just removing the obstacle in the male of the tyrus and the person himself. So the shiloh revolves around the person, not around the mikvah. And therefore, the cheskes tyra of a person is what matters. So that's the beer when it comes to almanas isa. The psul doesn't come from the chalo. She doesn't get the psul of the chalo. Haray, if she's beer with a mamzeris, she doesn't become mamzeris. Rather, since he's pasul, therefore his beer is a beer's psul, and that passes her the kahuna. And since that's the case, the suffix of whether or not he's a chalo is just a hechatimsin and often shall a suffix shall a isha. Was the woman mischalelis or not? But the etzim din suffix is in the woman herself. Because whether or not she became psula through this bia is her own issue. She's not getting the psul of the chalal. She's getting her own psul. And therefore we can be mamed her becheskasa. We had asked, why is almanas isa your mamed becheskasa? Why don't we ask about the chalal? The answer is because the chalal is just the hechetimtzi. The question is, what's her status? He's the hechetimsi to give her the status of psula. But she's not getting his psul, and therefore you don't focus on him. By the mikvah, if you would be focusing on the mikvah, you could say, hey, the mikvah had a cheskes tyra. The mikvah had a cheskes male. So in the mele, if somebody goes into the mikvah, you don't focus on the person, and the person's cheskes tumah. You focus on the mikvah. The answer is no, you focus on the person. Because the mikvah is just the hechetimsi. To remove tumah. And memela, the person is automatically tar. But that's the din in the person. So memela, the focus is not on the mikvah. The mikvah is not an inyan b'shebechiv, it's an inyan b'shelila. It's not causative. It just removes obstructions. But it's the focus is going to be on the person. Is the person tamei or tar? So you're right, he was vadei tovel in the mikvah, but he came in with a cheskes tumah. If he came in with a cheskes tumah, so he remains tamei. We don't focus on the mikvah, focus on the person. So that's pshat in the Ritva. And the Ritva says that when a nida touches something, it becomes like the nida herself, because the suffix is on the person. What's the status of the person, of the nida, who's goyrem es tuma? And also, when someone touches something, there's vadei negiya, like by Isa. There's vadei negiya, so you don't go on the chazak of the Isa. You focus on the person. You know that there was negiya, and the only shaila is, what's the status of the person? Was the person mitame or not mitame? So the din is not in the Isa, because the Isa receives tumah from the person. It's novea from the person. Since it's novea from the person, you focus on the person. If the person is tamei, then the isa is tamei. And why do you say the person's tamei? Because he came into the mikveh with the cheskes taira, with the cheskes tumah. And the fact that the mikveh originally had a cheskes taira doesn't interest us because that's a davar shebishlila. You have to focus on the right. The mikveh just removes taira. The tumah doesn't add taira. So davar shebishlila, it's not going to be the focus of our safek. Can't say it's coming. His taira is coming from the mikveh because it's not. Coming from himself, after the mikveh removed the obstruction, and since we're dealing here with the tarat de la reisa, we're mitami the person, because harei chaser lefanecha the mikveh chaser, and he came with a cheskes tumah. So if the person's tumah, and he's the focus of the suffix, and he touches something else, we say that thing is also tumah. Anida touches something is also tumah. Meis leis, because we know that there's definitely nikiyah here. And where did it come from? It came from the Nida. And now we can possibly understand the Rashbam, who says that there's no chazak on Sveikah quoted by Tosis, right? As understood by Tosis. That there's no chazak on Sveikah de Dina. We don't fall back on the original chazak. Say whoever's holding on to it gets to keep it. Why? The gabe suffik bimitzius, kagon suffik karav loy, suffik karav la, the din suffik is in the din in the isha. Is the isha divorced or not divorced? Vya suffik mitzius im nizrak karav loy, or karav la, urak oifin as suffik. Ech sheyesh lanu ayidei zeh din safik ala isha. Im im gureshet o lo, sheyadayin esh es ish. V'kevin da din safik hu ba isha atzma. Me'el shemahan yelech eskas la'amidah b'cheskes esh es ish. So, when it comes to a safik in the metzias, did the get go closer to him or closer to her? So the din safik is b'din ha'isha. Is the woman divorced or is the woman not divorced? And the suffix in the mitzias was the get closer to her, closer to him, is only the form of the suffix. How we have a din suffix on the woman, if she's megurashis or not. Is she megurashis or is she still an ashes ish? But here the focus of the suffix is on the isha. Is the isha, you're right, suffix karvlo, suffix lo is the suffix, that's the oifena suffix. But the etzem ha-safek is the woman's status. And since the woman has cheskas eshesish, she remains an eshesish. So yeah, we can be mam and her becheskasa, because the safek is about her and she is a cheskas eshesish. Hashenkin besfeke de dina, there the din safek is in the din itself. Is he chayev or pater? Ulegabe safek echo adin, the cheskas had a. How does the chazak of the chayfetz going to impact the din? When it comes to a metzias, suffik and metzias, what happened? The reason we follow the chazaka is not because it's a suffik and the metzias. It's because the question is about the woman. For example, in our case, we don't know what happened in this particular instance. We don't know the sekarvla or karvla, but we know that she is a cheskes eshes ish. So, and since the suffix is about her, is she an Eshes Ish or not? She's going to remain an Eshes Ish. You can fall back on her chazaka because she's the focus of the suffix. Mashen came besfeke de dina. Where's the suffix? Where's the locus of the suffix? Where's the suffix located? In the din. Is there chiyav or is there ptur? What does the person hold? What is the person's chazaka on the object impact? How's the person's chazaka on the object can impact that? Our suffix is not about the person. If it were, then we would be able to keep it. Our suffix is about the din. And the person, whether or not he held on to, was holding on to the object before, is not going to impact the din. So mamela, there we don't follow the suffix. We don't follow the cheskas or shel ha-chefetz. Because whoever's holding on to the chefetz isn't going to impact the din. But when we have a suffix in the metzias, what happened? So we say the suffix is on the person. Was she divorced or not? The Eifin HaSafik was a Karvla or Karvla. But the question is the woman divorced? The Eifin HaSafik is just a way to get to the Din Safik Ala Isha. Is the Isha Megurashis or not? Or is she still an Eishes Ish? So Mimele, we say, oh, the Safik is on the Isha, so then fall back in her Cheskas Eishes Ish. So that's all Lashitas HaRitva, who holds that since Vadei Nago Atiris Ba'adam, Dinam Kea Adam, V'lo Azlina Basar Cheskas Atiris. However, Rashi in Kiddushin argues with this. Rashi in Kiddushin explains the Gemara over there that a Tinok touching Isa is talking about where he Vadei Naga Tinok B'Isa. We know that there was Maga. And the suffix is the Tinok Tame, is the child who touches this dough, is he Tame or not? And yet there we still say that the Isa is Becheskas Taira. So Shitas Rashi is that even though there's Vadei Nigia, the Tinok definitely touched the Isa, and the suffix is in the Tinok. Nevertheless, we still can file the Becheskas Taira of the Isa. And the Ritva there brings Rashi, and he argues with him that since Vadei Naga Ba'isa, we don't file the Cheskas Taira of the Isa. The din is like the whatever the child is. Therefore, the Ritva explains that the Tinok is Vadei Tame, and there's a suffix if he touched the Isa. Now the suffix is if he touched the Isa, and the Isa is we can file the Cheskas Taira of the Isa. And so we see in Tosin Erevin, Amid Vav Amid Aleph holds like Rashi, the Ramasla Dina Shalom Nimda. So we have to understand the machloikis between the Ritva and Rashi and Tosfos. That the Ritva holds that if there was Vadei Nigia, you have to follow the person. You don't follow the Cheskas Tyrus. That's the Ritva that we saw, Kedusha 9 tests. Kol HaTaira Shenasu Agabov are Tmeim, because Kev Devadei Naga Behem, they no longer have a Chazaka. It was Vadei Nagia, there's no longer a Chazaka. And you have to file the person has a Cheskas Tuma. So you're Metame. But Rashi says no. There we have an argument about a tinok. A child was playing with dough. Or we metame the dough. So Rabbi Meir holds no. Chama holds yes. Rabbi Meir holds no. Because most children Metapchin, because most children handle the items that are within reach. And in this case, the dough is within reach, and the minority don't handle items within reach, and the dough itself remains as a Cheskas Taira. And so you're Smoch Miuta L'Chazaka. So take the minority of children who don't handle items within reach, and the Isa has a Cheskas Taira, and you're Matara the Isa. So you assume the kid is Tame, right? But in this case, maybe he didn't touch the dough. He's playing with dough, but maybe he didn't touch, he's only touched the dough that he's playing with. So Rabbi Meir says, follow the Cheskas Taira of the dough, even though the kashas on the child. And the Chachamim argue only because they don't hold smoch miut lechazaka. They also would hold, if they would accept the miut of children that aren't mitapech, then they would also accept the chazaka of the del. They don't attribute any importance to the miut. They're mevatel the miut, so memela they say it's a rov. Ruva chazaka rubad, if you have rov who do touch, and that's stronger than the chazaka. But in principle, there is a chazaka. Why is there a chazaka? Why are you focusing on the Isa? The shaila here is on the child. The child is definitely tummy. Not only that, but the Rambam holds that Sveka Dedina, you don't go after a chazaka. But in the Chibas Rebbe Kivegir, he brings Tosin Arsugi right in the parish of Rishbam Shudoichak. So Tos apparently holds that even by Sveka Dedina, we go after the chazaka. He also proves it from the Ran. In Kiddushin, that Sveka Dedina Nasin Uvam Rahim Amidin also Becheskas Pinuya. So you do follow the Chazaka. So what's the Gedra Machalokas? We want to understand the Lechogstein Rashi and Tos against the Ritva. And we also want to understand the Shitas HaRashba, the Shitas HaTosvis, that by Sveka Dedina we don't go after the Chazaka. So to the Ran, that by Sveka Dedina Nasin Uvam Rahim, the Kiddushin, we imamed her becheskas pinuyah to safek bedin if she's married or not, consistent she did the amira. So we have to understand the gather of machlokes, and that's our avodah. Mitzvah Hashem for the next year, and I thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.